I'm honestly a little bit concerned about if we can actually reach Yakutsk with this car. I do not think this is a good idea. Oh my god, what's with the clutch? I'm crossing Siberia alone in a tiny car and Yakutsk is only 2 days away. But at minus 50, the car is now beyond its limits.
The car is like driving on bricks. The wheels are not round anymore.
If the car fails out here, the situation quickly becomes life-threatening.
I hope it's not too far. I need to hurry.
The window next to me is fully covered in ice. It's like a lot of ice. Today is the first day the temperature drops below the car's design limit of minus 45 degrees. And almost immediately, the car starts reacting to being pushed beyond what it was built for.
The water tank is frozen from the bottom.
Well, I made some DIY cover.
Not so sure
if it's enough or if it's allowed, but
I'm going to do it anyway.
Look at those guys, they have a car on top of their roof.
33 degrees below zero.
There is a dog sitting in the middle of the road here.
Why is it doing that?
Wait, we need to give the dog some food.
Poor dog.
You're gonna give it a part of my breakfast.
Togo, food. Look.
Drinking bottle is in my door. Look, all ice on it.
Here are some bad sections.
Bridges are maintained by a different organization and it's always a surprise how bad these sections are.
I've decided to put on the heated soles. Look, the sole with the cable. And actually, there's power on the cable.
I don't think you should feel it when you touch it, but
now, hopefully,
my feet are going to heat up a bit. Let's continue.
Yakutsk is a city of around 390,000 people where January temperatures average around minus 37 degrees Celsius. The minus 64 degrees Celsius, often seen in many thumbnails here on YouTube, are misleading as this was a record measured in the year 1891, not in a normal winter. Temperatures are expected to reach minus 50 degrees Celsius over the next few days, which is extreme even for Yakutsk. It only gets this cold about 6 or 7 days a year. At minus 50, all schools close, so even locals do not consider this a normal winter day.
Minus 40, guys. Minus 40. So I'm trying to take off with the Hoover air drone. And look, it says low battery. Now, the thing is, if it was actually low battery, but it's not. It's actually at 99%. I just flew a bit in the cold, but did I break the battery? It's a thermo battery. Look, I can try it. No, it says low battery.
The Hoover air drone usually works great, but temperatures below minus 30 clearly are beyond what it was designed for.
Look, I don't know if you can see it, but there is a halo around the sun, all around, and even in the top there. Look at that.
Most people wait until they feel ready, but the truth is, you never really do. You take the first step and then the next. That is how impossible journeys begin. Not with confidence, but with the decision to keep moving when everything tells you to turn back. That is exactly how this journey came to life.
So how far is it still?
It is 671 kilometers.
Thinking, my car is smoking heavily, white smoke, but it's just the condensation. Hopefully I'm right, I can't check it here, but sometimes it looks like burning oil. I'm going to try, it's on manual control. Battery 79%.
It does.
I just stepped out of the car to see some of the surroundings because I'm only sitting in the car and seeing the same things all the time, but
as the sun sinks over Siberia, the real test is still ahead. After dark, temperatures will fall fast, and even a small problem could quickly become serious.
There's no fuel. 95, it's empty. Okay, well, good that we have jerrycans. So.
A little further down the road, I found another station, but 95 octane petrol is a scarce commodity here.
A single pump that has 95. It's going. Actually, the only words I know, but they're working very good.
So all the fuel that they consume on this road and in Yakutsk is being brought in by these trucks. You see a lot of them driving on this road.
Okay, let's go again. It's still 540 kilometers to Yakutsk, so.
As the Siberian sun gets closer to the horizon under clear skies, the temperatures will drop quickly.
to start driving to do our last section of today. And then I drove past the supermarket.
They're definitely less fully stacked than the other supermarkets that we've been.
With the extreme cold getting closer now, it is always a good idea to keep plenty of food and drinks in the car in case the car breaks down. I still have no idea how the car will handle these temperatures and, more importantly, I have no idea what technical problems I might run into. There won't be any cell phone coverage in the next section of route, so I need to be careful and avoid taking unnecessary risks.
Already kind of doubting if it was a good idea to continue driving because as you can see visibility is very very poor.
Yeah, there are parts where you can't see a thing.
43 low guys, 44.
My hands are getting cold while the blower is on third setting. If I put it higher the engine gets cold, so 3 is the highest.
Yeah, I'm second guessing my choice of driving a lot further because I don't know if it's going to be minus 50 and something happens there. There's no people, eh? There's actually no one there.
The clutch is going very very...
Oh my god, what's with the clutch?
Oh, I have to press really hard on the clutch.
Ooh,
I'm going to stop the car. This is not good. Clutch is going very heavy.
Breaks the section that we are going to start with. It's about 2 hours and there's no village in that section and it's getting dark. I do not think this is a good idea.
Look, and I'm standing at some impossible location here. I didn't really plan to be here at all in this fog. I feel like I'm on an adventure.
I'm still trying to figure out how dangerous it is to continue driving with the clutch that goes so heavy if there's a possibility of breaking stuff or that it's just fine and just goes a little bit heavier. I don't know.
Minus 45.
What a difference that makes between minus 30 and 45. It's just 15 degrees, but many parts are rated for minus 45. And the question is, am I going to break something? And what goes first? There's a town, and it's not so far away actually from here.
We are on the move again.
Oh, gearbox shifting. Oh, the car is shaking a lot. Why is the car shaking so much?
So many things can go wrong now.
Just telling you what I experience, I'm not saying it's a bad thing or whatever, it's probably just fine, but
the steering wheel is also very heavy.
Oh, and the gear shifts are going really slow, it's like it's a thick syrup in there.
The car is clearly struggling to keep going and I'm starting to wonder if I should push it any further. I am trying to find a place to spend the night, not too far from civilization. But all I come across are old barracks and mining sites, which is not exactly what I had in mind.
These have proper winter tires. Oh, the car feels so different. It feels like I'm driving in another car.
I can't really get the coolant temperature higher than 75. There was a... well, there is a whine coming from the gearbox. I have the car in fourth gear, so in the fifth gear, so that we generate a little bit more heat.
Here you can see the battery heating pad under the battery switching on automatically, which helps prevent the battery from freezing.
I almost couldn't get the car to shift down. The oil is so thick and we keep putting power in it. There's going to be a moment that the gearbox is going to say, I'm done with it.
This is a town called Tomot. Oh man, look at that. Everything is completely frozen on the inside. See that? There is a parking. Over there.
Ooh, it's almost like I have it in reverse.
I'm honestly a little bit concerned about if we can actually reach Yakutsk with this car. It's the first time I'm actually not that positive anymore.
I am very curious how the Webasto is going to heat the car, if at all. So, turning off the engine. People say you should never do that, but I am going to do it. Engine is off. Webasto on.
I didn't know it at the time, but the car's temperature display stops at minus 45 degrees. So when I later checked the local weather archive for Tomot, it turned out the real temperature dropped to minus 50 degrees Celsius.
The fuel pump is ticking, which is a good thing. I was a little bit afraid that the fuel pump would stop working first.
And now I am going to put the panels against the windows.
Now look at that, fully insulated. Looks neat, right?
And there is a lower one for this side.
And look at that! Did the Europeans copy the euro currency symbol from the Russian letter E? Such an interesting discovery.
The coldest
The coolest place I've ever been in my life.
So nice and warm here.
Part of the jerry can with water is frozen inside the car. I tried directing the airflow from the footwell on the passenger side to the jerry can now. The jerry can is defrosted. I just filled the water bottle. Look how fast that goes. I spilled a little bit and it was instantly frozen. At table, let me take some water. Not doing any strange things, no tricks or games, and keep everything tidy. If you're behaving like an adult, you can easily do this. I have the ventilation on, I get fresh air from outside. There are no flammable things around there. It's not hot against the ceiling, not at all actually. It's hot around here, it's definitely not hot here.
Now comes the fun part, getting rid of the hot water.
It's a simple meal, but because I made it myself in the car, I was thinking, what if we just cook some hot water and throw it in the air? Because this would be the perfect moment to do so at temperatures as low as today. It's 25th of December. Everybody is celebrating Christmas and I am here alone on an empty parking in Siberia with 45 degrees below zero and a car that is pushed to the limit and today actually reached the limit and as a result of that I am kind of stranded here on a parking alone in Siberia. I'm happy that this car is still fighting for its life. Me too, by the way.
Look how much frost is behind these panels.
Oh, look at that.
We didn't cover much distance today and it is still quite a stretch tomorrow. Before we can reach Yakutsk, we first have to cross the frozen Lena River, which is nearly 4 kilometers wide. Then, hopefully, we'll reach the coldest city on Earth in the evening.
So, how was it sleeping in the car at 45 degrees below zero? Actually, it was really comfortable. I slept really nice and warm. I had a really good night. Yeah, what can I say? It's just like at home. Today we need to reach Yakutsk, definitely. Cool. What do you think of that? Merry, merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho. A lot of ice.
Covered in ice.
We need to check the engine oil to see if it's not too thick to start the car. The water might be hot in the top of the engine, but the oil is in the bottom, and I have no idea in what shape it is. So before I'm breaking the oil pump, let's first check how it is.
Okay, so let's go outside.
The oil is... drops are falling off, which is what we need. Coolant is warm. The level is the same as yesterday.
There's a sock here that I'm going to put back in. It works, that ain't stupid.
My buster off. I'm going to put on more socks of merino wool. On top of that, more socks. I'm going to put on the heated soles from AliExpress right away. The shoes are a little bit tight now. I can barely get my foot in. Ah, man, it's a whole fight this morning. Ah, my foot are too tight now. It's too tight, but I'm just going to wing it. I'm going to do it anyway. So we're gonna leave this place. It's really foggy still. Okay, am I ready? Hopefully. I'm not too sure, but I'm not going to stay for another day on this parking. So I'm going to start driving. It is 9:15 now. Took some time to get everything ready.
Okay, let's go.
It was a hard time. Oh, the steering wheel is going very heavy. It's like driving on bricks. Whoa. The wheels are not round anymore.
Oh, I have oval wheels. Actually, probably we need to have a look at the wheels, because maybe it's just one, I don't know. Let's get out. Hopefully you don't have to replace something here now. Let's go. Oh no. The tires seem to be alright.
It's just... it's concrete.
And hopefully they'll become round the more we drive, or the more miles we drive. For you guys, it's going to be so easy. You're sitting behind your computer or your phone, and you have everything of knowledge and everything at your hands. ChatGPT, Grok, Google, everything is at your hands. You can just look something up, tell me what to do. But I am here. I do not have access to any knowledge. No people that can help me. I have no phone coverage and also no experience. So I'm just going to drive off slow. Hope that things will settle by itself, because there's no other way. So much fog. Tires seem to be getting a little bit more rounded now.
Oh, that was an interesting morning, so to say.
I am driving in third gear and the car is very, very noisy. There's a lot of engine noise. It's a lot of vibrations. What can we do?
The engine is attached to the car with thick rubber mounts that absorb most of its vibrations. They work perfectly down to about minus 45 degrees. But below that, the rubber becomes so hard that it can no longer absorb the shaking. Instead, the whole car starts to vibrate. It's about 450 km to Yakutsk today. There's still plenty that can go wrong, especially now that we've gone well beyond what Volkswagen had in mind when they designed this car.
Fuel consumption currently 10 liters per 100 km, and we are averaging 12.7 per 100.
And even though we had a rough start, most of the problems turned out to be self-inflicted. After that, this little car actually did great. In fact, it drives best between minus 20 and minus 40 degrees.
It's still about 400 kilometers to Yakutsk. I have so far seen about 3 cars, I think, since I left the parking place. So if something breaks here, you are pretty much on your own. The car has a limit of minus 45 degrees. It can't show anything colder than that. It's been there since we left the parking. The car is also a lot noisier than about 20 minutes ago, and it is 45. I think we've entered a section where it is a lot colder than 45. I can feel it in everything. We are entering a section where it is colder than what it says on the dashboard. The brake pedals. Oh, man. Why is this thing not working? I don't understand. It's a new one, but it's definitely not doing what it should do. I'm putting these pads against my foot here because I can't feel my toes anymore. We have no cell phone coverage. Absolutely nothing. We seem to be losing one of our socks that is keeping the engine protected against the wind.
Look at the weather.
Better to breathe in with your nose though.
Put that back in. Let's go again.
Perhaps it's a good idea to have the Victron charger recharge the second battery, the watt cycle battery. This will also generate more heat because it is going to give more resistance to the engine, so it needs to burn more fuel. My feet are connected to the grid again. Time for fried feet. It's almost like an old diesel van now, but as long as we are still driving, it's all okay. 43. Getting warmer, and the car is actually driving a lot more smooth now. Everything feels kind of normal again. So definitely when we go above or below, 45, that's when the car is really struggling. Everything starts to sound different, and you feel all sorts of vibrations. Whoa. Wow, I was not the only one here. Did you see that? There is a high-pitched sound going through the car as soon as the load increases. I'm not particularly sure what it is, but I think it's from the gearbox. Here it comes again. We're in a small town, and I'm actually looking for fuel because we're over halfway. So fuel, please help me out, guys. Is there fuel here? No. Oh yeah, there is. I see a fuel station. Hopefully they have 95.
Interestingly, fuel here was only 66 rubles per liter, while other stations often charged around 80. People had warned me to avoid smaller or unfamiliar brands, but out here you can't always be picky. I used whatever was available and honestly never noticed any difference.
Let's go again.
I know many of you want these videos out sooner, but they take a lot of work. I post regular updates in the community tab here on YouTube about the next videos. If you'd like to help me hire an editor and speed things up, please consider becoming a channel member.
There's a brake. It got locked.
This truck was being towed with air supplied from the truck in front. Trucks need air pressure to keep the brakes off, and if the air pressure drops because of ice or a leak, the brakes switch on automatically.
It's about 130 km remaining. The sun is set, and immediately I can feel it getting colder. I feel cold air on my knees again. I'm not sure where it comes from. The temperature on the dashboard is lowered to minus 45 again. It's probably colder. The car is feeling different again. I feel the vibrations increase, and also the sound of the engine increases.
It's only 64 km to the crossing, the Lena River crossing.
Yakutsk is located on the opposite side of the Lena River. For decades, this river could only be crossed by ferry in summer and ice road in winter. But by 2028, a 4.6 km bridge is expected to connect Yakutsk to the Russian road network.
And a fuel station. They got 95 for 76. Let's go into the deep freeze here.
I have the engine on still, just like the others do as well. All the people leave on their engines here.
One of the first things I'm going to do tomorrow is buy myself some proper winter clothing here in Yakutsk. They have a much better understanding of cost-effective products than at home, and it's great as it also serves as a souvenir from here. But we're not there yet, because we first have to cross the Lena River.
Now we're gonna get the change inside. Actually cool to be here, right? So many things went into this project, so many sacrifices, time, money, everything. We're not there yet, but we're very close.
Good. Hello.
No English?
Yeah. That way.
People are friendly here. Okay, I said go to Yakutsk. He said you need to go the other way. I don't understand. Am I doing something wrong? My fingers are my pink especially. Always the pink. Okay, so he told me Yakutsk is the other way, which is not really helpful. But actually, yeah, I see the trails on the ice here. Yeah, we're going the right way.
I'm going to continue nevertheless.
I have to say, I can smell Yakutsk already, but the only thing I smell is fuel. Everywhere I go, there's a thick fog hanging around in the deep freeze. It is definitely 45 degrees or lower. There's a truck in the middle of the road. Not so sure what's going on here. It looks very cozy with lots of cars and people here. Going downhill on a hill that is about 12%. There's the river crossing. This is the Lena River that we are going to cross now. There we go. A little bit sketchy, but at least it's a little bit higher above the ground, because this would be a hell with the normal springs on it. The thing is, I have no idea if I'm going the right way or not. They're all driving in very big cars here, you see? They're driving on ice. Ah! This is definitely not for every one and not for every car, man. There's huge cracks in the ice here.
Do you see that?
I don't know if you can, but so many cracks in the ice. I think you just have to find your way, and there's not really a real road or path. It feels like driving in a minefield. They're actually overtaking me. But look at those vehicles. Like, they're driving in giant SUVs. But we have the Volkswagen up. We have the up. Kind of scared to break something, but what an experience this is. To be many different routes, and I have no idea where they're going, actually. Everyone takes their own path here. There's not really one single way to your destination, whatever the destination is. Currently,
someone is going in reverse here.
Oh, he's going around something.
Whoa, guys.
I'm so glad that we increased the ride height of this car, because you're actually going to need it here. We are almost at the other side, and I can't even feel my toes anymore. Really. That is Yakutskina distance, guys. Ooh, the clutch is not going in. The car fought like a lion and never surrendered.
If you think this little car deserves a reward, just hit the like button.
Hello. As soon as I said I was from the Netherlands, he opened the gate. Good. I don't know. I said, what do I need to do here? I said, I'm from the Netherlands. And then he said, oh, okay, good. You can go.
I'm a little hesitant to show me people if they're not prepared.
Okay, well, there's the city of Yakutsk. We made it. I'm trying to find a restaurant on the map. Found one and I drove to it. Look, there's some kind of institute here and there's really no restaurant.
In 300 meters, turn right.
I have oval wheels again. It's actually nice that they have a timer on the traffic lights that you have some idea how long you still need to wait. Go. Wow, man, this city is something else. Some kind of magical thing.
Turn right and then keep right. Turn right into the courtyard.
How can I do that? There's no right here. I'm just filming this so that you guys all feel the experience of how it would be if you were driving in this town as someone who has never been here in these conditions. So I tried to give that experience to you. Into the courtyard. The restaurant should be here, but actually I don't see anything like a restaurant.
So I tried again in a different place.
Now, according to the map, there should be a restaurant here, but now it's a hotel. It says drink, sleep, repeat, but I need food. You see, it's so hard to find something to eat here.
Good, we're going to the next place.
So, actually, I found a restaurant. It's pretty colorful, as you can see. I don't understand it, but I'm going to use ChatGPT, translate it to English, and then I can choose it.
I treated myself to a proper dinner on the day I finally reached the goal I had worked towards for so long.
We're going to the fish market tomorrow. That's probably opening there early in the morning. And I want to park there somewhere in the area.
So what's the plan for tomorrow? First, I need to find a shower. That would turn out to be very interesting. Then I'll plan to buy some proper Yakutian winter clothing and meet up with someone to show me around a bit.
The fuel pump from the Robusto is ticking like a maniac.
I never heard it ticking so fast.
But at least it's making us nice and warm inside. Oh, it's so cold.
Insane. This is absolutely insane stuff.
But just as I was about to go to bed, I suddenly found myself surrounded by drifting cars.
There are all kinds of donuts around my car, and I definitely don't like them.
I moved the car to a corner of the parking lot and got it ready for the night. Reaching Yakutsk on December 26th marks a major milestone, but the journey is far from over. I plan to spend a week here before driving all the way back to North Cape in Norway. 4 weeks after leaving Yakutsk, I need to be back in the office in early February. But for now, it's time to get some sleep and recharge for another interesting day tomorrow.
It is 43 degrees below zero. There's a lot of ice on the windows. Fully covered. Oh, the door too. But inside the car, it's really nice and warm. It's about 20 degrees inside. I have nothing to complain. I can just camp in my car and sleep comfortably in my car when outside temperatures get to 50 degrees below zero.
Soof will not be cold today.
Okay, so I'm going to try and start the car and see what happens and how it feels and how it behaves. Huh. Like it is at home. We have no problems whatsoever with starting the car. Hello. Hello.
Nederland.
Yeah, good. Interestingly, we were going to spend a lot more time together in the coming days.
Спасибо, bonjour. До свидания. Ciao.
Let's start to move. The car doesn't really want to. We definitely have square wheels again. And you can't even see the other side of the street. Man, you really start to wonder how people survive an entire winter here. So there we go with our square wheels. Man, I have no shocks whatsoever. We've entered this alley because I think... Oh no, it says that we need to turn around here. Oh my god.
It doesn't look like the hotel is actually still there. It's the same structure, but
hotel is no longer here. Okay, so there's no hotel here. It's a doctor. Now we go to the next hotel then. 600 meters. Here's an hotel. Atlas Hotel. Let's see if the Atlas Hotel can give us a shower. This place actually refused to let me take a shower. And instead, the receptionist immediately pressed an alarm button and two military closed security guards came over to deal with the situation.
You speak English?
No, yet. Okay. Hello.
Do you speak English?
No. So we didn't get the shower in this hotel. They didn't want to give us the shower. So, well, I'm going to get myself some better shoes and a better jacket. Really, really hard to find stuff here, definitely. I need to find some shoes, but it's impossible. I can't seem to find my way here. Shower I ruled out, maybe in the evening, maybe tomorrow. So I can't feel my feet anymore, again. And before I can do anything here in town, I need to address that first. I need to buy these Valenki shoes, because this way I'm not gonna make it to the end of the day when I'm out going outside. Good. I am in a place where there should be a shop inside here. It definitely doesn't look like there's a shop inside here, but maybe it is. And I have no idea where I'm going. I'm on the fourth floor of something. No? Okay, ciao. You need to ask someone, because this is definitely not going to work. This place is wild. Okay, so I asked someone and he said it's on the other side of the building. I already took these with me because now I'm filming with one hand and I can't feel my fingers. Already, how long am I outside? Barely a minute. Ah, the wind. Oh, this looks like more like a store. I don't know if the entrance is here. Let's try it. Can we open the door? No, we really have to walk around. I hope it's not too far. Oh, I need to hurry. Okay, looks like it's here. Man, I need to run because my fingers are going to hurt. Let's go in. Whoa. Ow. And this is also not right because now I'm in a supermarket. I ended up in a supermarket and it's also not where I want to be. Oh my god, it's just adventurous. I probably have tried all of them by the end of this video. Ow. You really wonder how people can live here, right? So we entered three doors now. There's the fourth one. Hello.
The traditional Valenki boots came highly recommended, but they looked a bit thin to me for minus 50 degrees outside. There had to be something warmer out here. Looking at the jackets, I decided to avoid anything with the military look, as it could raise unnecessary questions if I'm ever stopped by the police for a routine check. These boots looked a bit warmer than the Valenki's, but whether they are warm enough, I'm about to find out. Next, I'm going to take a walk through what is probably the coldest market in the world here in Yakutsk.
We have succeeded. We have everything we need. Reaching for the jacket, and I thought it was only the jacket. And then when I was trying to fit it, there was also a pants inside. So that was two in one. Also got the shoes, not the Valenki ones, because, well, they were very cheap and didn't look very robust though. So didn't take those. I decided to pay double for something else. I have no idea how good they are. We just have to find out, I guess. Oh, my nostrils are freezing. When I try to move my nose, I feel it cracking inside my nose.
I'm going to the market in a minute, and I was thinking of perhaps putting all my clothing on here.
On my way to the market, where I was meeting another traveler for a walk, I assumed a green traffic light meant there were no pedestrians on the crosswalk. But I was very wrong.
Sorry.
I just needed to brake for a pedestrian crossing, and as I did, I just slid over the pedestrian crossing, almost into the people. So the road is, well, mainly just ice.
You'd expect studded tires to be essential, but at minus 40, the ice becomes so hard that the studs lose some of their advantage. Nordic studless tires remain flexible, but on roads this smooth, nothing grips particularly well.
There's even a car driving without its lights on. I don't want to drive too much here, to be honest.
Before meeting Anton, another traveler, I decided to take a walk and test my new winter outfit.
Quickly in the car. How am I going to survive here for another 3 days? These guys, they're standing outside here selling their goods for the entire day. How is that possible? I mean, the biggest problem I have now is that I can't feel my fingers anymore and they're so cold. I was going to do some tours around the city, but I have no idea how I'm going to do tours around the city. I can't go outside and do a walk for a few hours.
Honestly, I don't see it happen.
I don't know how. I can't go out of the car for longer than, I think, about 20 minutes or something now, which is a little longer than the three that I had before, but... But actually, I'm surprised about the shoes. So as long as I'm walking, they're actually quite good. I can move my toes and I can feel my toes and they feel cold, but not that cold. Man, I got so many obstacles here.
Instagram had connected me with Anton, a fellow traveler who had somehow ended up living here in Yakutsk. Back home, I rarely meet new people, but on trips like this, unexpected connections happen all the time. Even better, he also offered me a shower at his place later today.
We're on the famous fish market in Yakutsk. You can show me the rabbits. Are they coming from the Lena River?
The rabbits?
No, they're not. The rabbits not coming from the river, but also the fish, are they coming from the Lena River?
A lot of the fish is local, for example, the chir. The chir is a famous local delicacy, and it's eaten like straganina or indigirka. So it's eaten frozen. Привет, нидерландец! Он переехал с Нидерланды до Якутска на машине. На машине. Car, what car?
Volkswagen.
Маленький Volkswagen, up.
No. Бля, тормоза, он замерзает.
Should maybe the brakes can freeze.
Вот там же один блогер разбился, же вчера рассказывал.
Said one Russian blogger, he smashed his car here somewhere from Magadan to Yakutsk.
Can you ask him how he stays warm? What does he wear to stay warm when he's standing still all day here?
Oh, как ты at the place to visit him?
Вот, маленькая штана, вот, рукавичка.
So he has like this, and then he has a big mitten.
Две кофта.
Few sweaters underneath, the big jacket, and these ones are from the... It's a street in Amrinki, да?
Да, на street in Amrinki. Вот так, вот так обувь.
It's a валенки, да?
Валенки, it's cooking inside.
Volkswagen, sponsor this man. The Volkswagen app going all the way from the Netherlands to the coldest city in the world.
They're not going to sponsor anything in Russia, bro.
You're going to Siberia. You're not going to Russia. You're going to Siberia, to the coldest city in the world.
I have a good suit now, but I do need some gloves and better shoes. Shoes are a total ripoff. So we're going for a shower in a minute. I've seen some years and I've seen some views. This is actually quite what you expect, right? Shall we have a drink?
I don't think so, yeah.
So, took a nice warm shower here.
And that was my first full day in Yakutsk almost over. The people had been kind and helpful, nothing like the warnings I had heard back in Europe.
Go to buy myself some food. All these cars here, all the engines are idling. No people inside, lights are on. Such a strange thing, actually.
Supermarkets here are much like anywhere else in the country. You'll find your products from China and even products from the Dutch brand Calvet.
Going back to the parking place where I was last night, because that wasn't so bad at all, after all.
I am going to be honest with you. I feel a bit uneasy driving around here, as visibility is poor and the roads are covered in ice. I'm also very far from home with a limited budget, so the last thing I want is to get involved in a stupid accident. That's why I'm heading back to the place where I slept last night. Tomorrow, I'm letting the locals modify my Volkswagen up for the Siberian winter. They'll show me the simple tricks that keep their cars alive at minus 50 and will test if they work on my car too. After doing some work, it's late again and time to get some rest for tomorrow.
Last night I've been working to get some videos out until about 4 o'clock at night, so that's why I'm awake a little late. I left the engine running through the night to charge the WattCycle battery, but unfortunately something happened.
I don't understand. The charging from the Victron to the WattCycle is still very, very slow. It's only 40 watts. I don't understand why it's doing that. The Victron thinks that the battery is almost full. Look at this at that face. Well, it should actually be here. Am I overlooking something?
The second battery is not charging properly, and that is a problem as the Webasto heater needs electricity to run at night. I need to find a solution during the day, but first I need fuel. And even that is not going to be simple.
First, fuel. Do have square wheels. Going to get the ice from the front window because I can't see a thing.
Using a simple bank card to remove the ice from the windows still works best.
People are driving here with the car coat on the roof so that when they park the car they can just wrap it in the jacket and then have the heater on, and then when they come back the car is nice and warm. Driving in first gear tells me to shift up to second gear. This way I can generate some heat. It's only 38 degrees below zero, so actually the car drives fine now. And the heater, not so much. And here's our fuel station. Oh, this 92 and probably diesel. Oh, 95 is out of stock here. No, they don't have 95. There's an orange card on it. The third time actually on this trip that the 95 petrol was not available. But still, it's a lot different than what people are telling me all the time. They told me there was going to be no fuel at all for Zoof, but trying to get to a different fuel station where they have petrol with octane 95.
And here you see me making a little mistake by just following the car in front of me. The roads here are really difficult to drive without the experience that the locals have here.
There's our next fuel station, and it's quite busy over here, which means that they likely have our 95 octane. That fuel pump was actually a bit broken. It was going in very, very slow. And then at some point I thought the car should be filled right now. So I looked at the car and then it was already flowing out of the tank onto the ground. Okay, I have never seen something like that before, but... Hello.
Do you need any help?
So there was a follower. He came to me. He said, I'm your follower. And he can cover the windows in a second layer in a film so that they don't freeze on the inside. And he's going to do it for me later today at 7 o'clock.
So I just put out a message on Instagram if there's perhaps someone here that can help me put the mask on front of the car. Someone replied to me that they can do it. I'm going to meet him and hopefully... We have the mask in place later today, and then after that we go to the other guy we just met, who is going to do the windows. We're keeping ourselves busy.
People are looking at me strangely, and then taking pictures of my car while they're walking past.
There's our guy.
Hi, mate. Ciao.
Good.
Okay,
follow. We need to follow him. That's how slippery it is right here. Roads here are just fully covered in ice. Many cars have visible damage of encounters.
And we have arrived at the garage.
They're adding a second layer to the side windows to reduce ice buildup and improve visibility. After they finish with my car, they'll show me exactly how they protect their own cars from the extreme cold out here. One of my contacts said me that I could come an hour earlier, which suddenly left me with two appointments at the same time. So instead, they both came to this location.
I'm reorganizing the car while I'm in a kind of warm place, while they do the front of the car. Putting off more and more layers because it's so hot in here.
I'm going to give them this as a gift for everything they do.
You can try it. It's from the Netherlands.
I bought some typical Dutch sweets for the people here, as most of them had probably never tried Dutch licorice before.
Good?
Good, good.
They like it a lot.
How much oil the car drinks?
Very little. It should be okay.
Free fishing.
Yeah.
Whoa. You see that they have put an extra layer in.
Cool.
Is it when you drive, do you have this on the car when you drive or only when you're parked?
When you drive.
It's on there.
Whole winter is late.
This is in there. Oh, okay.
It's warm keeper.
Good. What is its material?
Valenki. Russian Valenki.
Ah. Oh.
Totally covered. Mana stoparo hafta sebidlederige.
Oh, look at that. The bottom is even covered. What? How is it called? What is this material?
Tint or something.
Here, they're explaining a system that heats the diesel before it reaches the engine. Diesel can thicken in extreme cold, so warming it helps keep the engine running. They also move the air intake into the warmer engine bay, so the engine doesn't have to breathe air straight from the freezing front of the car.
Spike is more hard.
And yes.
Spike is not good for minus 50. Spark working only for minus 20. After 20, we choose this one. It's soft.
The windows are double layered now, which is great. So now we're going to another garage, where they apparently going to do the same thing, but now to the front window, which is actually a good thing, because as you can see, in the bottom, there is already ice growing on the front window. I've never been to a country where the people are more open and have more hospitality than in this country, because all these people want to help you as much as they can, and I got too much help, actually. Too many people are trying to help me, and I can't let everyone help me, and now I feel guilty that I have to decline some people willing to help me. These are honestly the most helpful and nice people I've ever met, actually. In the meantime, it's 38 degrees below zero.
Once my car is finished, I'm heading into one of the most unexpected encounters of the trip. Dinner with a complete stranger.
Yeah. Goodbye.
Goodbye, mate. Actually, it was quite a busy day. I'm now going to drive to a restaurant, which is close by. Restaurant, bar, pub. So maybe we meet some new people. Tomorrow we have loads of interesting things on the planning. Can't tell you about that, but it will be interesting, let's say. First, let's get some food. There's ice on the side everywhere. And already in the bottom, there's ice.
Normally, drivers here fit a second glass windshield over the original one, creating a proper double window. My plastic layer helps prevent ice, but also creates reflections, making the foggy, icy roads even harder to see.
Now the temperature sensor is giving me a false reading, but it's probably because it has been encapsulated now. Okay, so I'm standing here at the bus stop trying to find a restaurant. There's a guy knocking on my window, like, you're the guy from Europe, right? Okay, can I help you with something? I said, maybe you can send me to a good restaurant. So he sent me to a good one that is about 3 kilometers away from here.
On the way to the restaurant, I passed a multi-car crash at a junction. It confirmed what I had already feared. Even if I drive carefully, another car could still take me out.
Here's another guy who just knocked on the door. He's doing all sorts of expeditions to Magadan. He just wanted to talk to me because he saw my plates. So we're going to eat something. He seems like an interesting person and he knows a good restaurant. Following the guy with his car jacket on the roof.
It's Volkswagen Up, yeah?
Volkswagen Up, yeah.
What engine?
1 liter.
1 liter.
Three cylinder. We'll be on YouTube though.
Hello, my name is Sasha.
Okay.
I'm from Yakutia.
Tell me, what is this local food?
Local food, yeah.
Want to try some local cuisine here?
It's a traditional Yakutian sausage. This is blood.
Blood?
Yeah.
Okay.
Blood mixed with milk, traditional Yakutian sausage. I make support in Old Summer Road to Magadan, and we have this car.
the scar support in swamp. And
he also showed me what permafrost looks like when it isn't winter. Really interesting. I decided to return to the same parking spot I'd been using for the past days. I didn't want to drive around more than necessary and risk an accident. It was centrally located and made it easy to meet up with other people.
I am so tired.
It is currently 1:15
in Yakutsk on the parking. So I'm going to bed. Tomorrow is pretty full day program. Just as I was going to plan my bed, there is a giant tractor entering the parking place. I have no idea what his intentions are, but hopefully he's not going to make a lot of noise.
I have no idea.
And another productive day was coming to an end. And, just like me, the car now has a proper winter outfit to survive the Siberian cold. In the next video, I'll make myself useful around the city and try raw horse meat. I'll stay in Yakutsk for 3 more days until January 1st. If you enjoyed this video, be sure to like and subscribe, and I'll see you again in the next video.